I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. What is the future of the area's economic development efforts? And Springfield's nighttime bus service reaches a milestone. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Let's start with the bus service in Springfield. I remember back when this was proposed, a lot of people thought it wouldn't work. Now it's in its 10th year of having night service.
Oh, you're right. It was controversial at the start 10 years ago and just this month, actually, on the what is now the Sangamon County Mass Transit District, formerly Springfield Mass Transit District. Well, they made it to their 10th year, and that was pitched early on as a way for people who work at night to get around, people with disabilities, or there are, in some cases, those without transportation of their own. And there was a small celebration held by the supporters in the past week just to mark that anniversary. And they had a little over 85,000 riders, and that was in the year ended June 2017. So, but their next goal is to boost that ridership.
And do they have any ideas on how they might be able to do that?
Well, they're always looking at new routes, and actually the district is going through one of those periodic reviews that they do of the route structure. They're looking at adding another transfer center on the southwest side of the city, probably somewhere along Wabash Avenue. At that first year, which things always do better the first year out as a rule, they had more than 100,000 riders on that night service. So they would like to look at some ways to kind of get back to a little higher numbers.
We've been talking for a while about this countywide economic development corporation. The Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce is behind it in concept. Where does this all stand at this point?
Well, I wouldn't describe this necessarily as a controversial topic, but it's certainly one that's captured a lot of attention when it comes to creating and retaining jobs. It's been a few months now since this countywide not-for-profit economic development corporation was proposed with an annual budget of $1.5 million. Well, now they picked up the endorsement of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, and that's a key endorsement because the chamber is traditionally the lead agency, if you will, on economic development and business. The caveat being they endorsed the concept. They didn't commit any money. They said they would leave that up to individual businesses. So there's still a question of where this $1.5 million is going to come from and just when that corporation might actually get started.
And Springfield, the city, has not necessarily signed on either.
Well, Mayor Jim Lingfelder keeps saying he still has a lot of questions about it. They do commit money to the chamber's economic development initiatives, and he said they can't spend money on both the chamber and on this countywide idea, that at some point a decision would have to be made. One of the things he suggested is possibly creating this new corporation within the existing regional planning commission. All of that is to be decided, but you're right, Springfield is still the big question mark out there, and what if any sort of financial commitment the city might make.
And also a question mark, the future of the former YWCA block. The mayor now says that that decision's on hold, at least for a little while longer.
That's been a question mark for a while now. It's been well over a year since they demolished the former YWCA building there at 5th and Jackson. There's been a couple of rounds of solicitations of developer proposals, but no decisions made. We thought one might be coming in November. The mayor is now saying something by the end of the year. He did say we need to make a decision and go one way or the other. Again, it looks like it'll be some combination of green space, residential, commercial.
And finally this week, Allegiant Air is ending one of its routes from Springfield, the one to Orlando. Did they just not have enough passengers to keep this going?
Well, that's what the airline is saying. Their final flight is scheduled for January 2nd after 4 years. And we should point out Allegiant also serves Punta Gorda, Florida from Springfield. We talked to a few passengers and they said the flights seem to be used mostly full, or maybe only a few seats remaining. But this is a very competitive business and the company said they just decided that at least for the time being they would focus elsewhere. Now, they did leave open the possibility that at some point that route could come back.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.